Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For Damon and Ratto today, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason, and Larry Krueger. It's the rare Whitey-Larry matchup. I think only the second time in history, if I'm not mistaken.
Right? Second time in history?
Second time in history.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wherever you, if you're driving around right now, you are listening to a historical broadcast.
Yes. Anytime Larry and I get together, they number them with Roman numerals like the Super Bowl to signify the great importance. But last night obviously was an important game for the Warriors. I know some people hoped that maybe somehow magically during the All-Star break, the Warriors will find their form. Well, one cold hard slap later from the Lakers, and it's obvious that those hopes were unrealistic, Larry. And it's the same Warrior team that entered the break that we got last night.
Well, you know, I was driving around yesterday, and I was listening to Guru and Steiny, and I was down in Pleasanton. I'm like getting on the freeway, and all of a sudden, I hear them, you know, talking about how, oh, you know, no Wiggins tonight. I'm like, wait, no Steph, no Wiggins.
No bueno.
Down at Staples, yeah, or Crypto, whatever you want to call it. So I took the Lakers. I took the Lakers minus the six, which I hate doing, right? Because I never bet against my teams. But I just really felt like I saw the Lakers the game before the break. And Rob Pelinka, I don't know how he did it. I mean, when I watched the Lakers on opening night, they had LeBron, AD, and just nothing. Yeah, nothing else at all.
Lonnie Walker, the fourth. Yeah, yeah.
And they somehow can turn Westbrook and a bunch of nothing into Jared Vanderbilt, Mo Bamba, Beasley, Rui Hachimura, Malik Beasley.
Angela Russell.
I mean, Russell, who on their team kind of fits. You know what I mean? And it's just it's an amazing transformation. I don't know that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs, but if they do, watch out. Mm-hmm. Watch out. And I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that we got to get into today is that every potential outcome is viable for Golden State. They could flip a switch, get it going, get Steph back, hit their rhythm, and suddenly, you know, have a nice run through the playoffs. I think, you know, Kerr believes they're a finals team. I have buddies who believe they're a finals team. They also could go 1-and-done or 2-and-done, maybe check out in the first or second round. That wouldn't surprise me. They could miss the playoffs altogether. I mean, these are all possible options.
Does that mean Wembanyama's even anywhere on the radar?
What would be their... It's all
like
a lot.
They'd have like a 4% chance probably of a top four pick and a 1% chance at the top pick. Something like that, the way it's...
So you're saying there's a chance?
Well, you know, some people have said, hey, tank, just tank the rest of the way. No, but it's really not going to... It really wouldn't improve your odds even if you did that. And there's obviously no way Joe Lacob would want to do that.
I mean, if it was the original lottery odds, where it was like every team in the lottery had the exact same odds back when Patrick Ewing went one and the Warriors got Chris Mullin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then, you get a 1-in-7 chance or whatever it is to win the lottery. But now that it's weighted, you'd be foolish.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously not doing that. They're going to try to get everything going, get Steph back and make a run. But if you said to me, I mean, I was thinking maybe 6 seed a couple weeks ago. I think they're almost a lock for the play-in.
Hmm. That actually doesn't sound all bad, the way they've played of late. The whole thing is, as you say, last night, no Steph. Okay, well, no Wiggins either. Well, you knew going in, they didn't really have much of a chance. I'm like Steiny, I'm a little surprised that so many people saw the game last night and went, oh my goodness, what was that? They didn't have much of a chance. They didn't have much of a chance without Steph of beating the Clippers the game before the All-Star break. My point is, if Steph's back relatively soon and he's close to being Steph, maybe you got some. If for whatever reason he's not, you have no chance.
Yeah. I mean, look at these teams. And not only that, at the trade deadline, suddenly the West, which looked like kind of toothless, now there's a lot of teeth.
Very toothy.
I like the Clippers a lot. Like if you said to me right now, here it is, what is today, the 24th of February, pick your finals matchup, who's going to the finals, and you had to actually put your money on the line, I'd probably go Celtics-Clippers.
Really? You like the Westbrook move that much? I like the Clippers a lot, but when they
I do like the Clippers. I mean,
Westbrook, I'm just not sure.
It has nothing to do with Westbrook. It has more to do
with starting, though. It looks like he's going to start for them.
I just like what they've done as far as their bench. I mean, you know, obviously you've got
Gordon and Highland and Plumlee.
Well, I mean, yeah, you added right. Eric Gordon. Yeah. You added Mason Plumlee.
Bones Highland.
Highland, yeah. He's a scorer. I mean, they've got, that's three significant bench pieces right there, and they're all kind of veterans who can do it. You already had Norman Powell on the bench. You already have Batum.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi seems like he always gets the upper hand against Golden State.
He and Paul George are spending more time actually on the court together. I'm scared of them too. I was a little more frightened of them before they decided to bring in Westbrook, but obviously they know what they're doing.
So I threw this out last night. What, you know, if you could pick your, if you were predicting your finals matchup today, who would you go with? And I got every answer in the book. I mean, it was amazing. People went with the Bucks. People went with the Celtics. People went with the Clippers. People went with the Warriors. A lot of Denver. The Lakers got mentioned, and they're not even a playoff team right now.
Yeah, I go with this one, the 925 here, coming in with Nuggets, Celtics. I know that's kind of chalky, but those are clearly the two best teams in their respective conferences. Xfinity Mobile text line, by the way. You want to participate, you want to give us a call, want to shoot us a text, 888-957-9570. And you're also wondering where people think this is headed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think that you know, if you're a Warrior fan, I mean, we all kind of know, we're all expecting the same thing. They're going to flip a switch, right? They're not, they are
a
better
team. They don't know what the switch is right now, do they?
I know. But I mean, I think most of us expect that Golden State is going to circle the wagons somehow, and Steph's going to come back. They're going to get a little healthier, a little bit more focused, a little tighter rotations, a little bit more effort, a little bit more energy, and they're going to be a tough out in the Western Conference playoffs. So that's what I see. And then when I look at the West, I don't see a team necessarily that I'm like, the Warriors. I don't see a team that could put the Warriors away quickly, but I don't see a team that the Warriors could put away quickly.
Well, it's funny just listening to the opinions of people who played the game, like Richard Jefferson a few weeks ago. He was on ESPN during the break, I guess it was. And I think he speaks for a lot of people when he says, if the Warriors played Denver, for example, he says, I wouldn't bet on the Warriors, but I wouldn't bet against them. Just because of that X factor, the fact that last year they looked like they weren't very good going into the playoffs last year, and then they did seem to flip the proverbial switch. I mean, they did it last year. Circumstances are a little different, but you know, it's different if they're healthy and the games really do matter. I'm skeptical, but you can't dismiss that.
I mean, the reason I wouldn't have the Warriors in the finals is I don't think they're deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're too thin. I think they're too old. I think somebody in the West, I mean, everybody in the West got better, right? Dallas added Kyrie. Phoenix got KD. We just outlined what the Clippers added.
Even Memphis got Luke Kennard. But Memphis, last night I was watching them playing Philly, and I said to my dog, second quarter, I said, the Sixers made a run, and I said, you watch. The Memphis, they're going to lose this game. And it was embarrassing because my dog wasn't even in the room. But the point is, Larry, Memphis is struggling. They're not playing well on the road. Very talented team, but I think maybe they've hit their ceiling. I hope so anyway.
But and then you get the Lakers from behind you. OKC's actually played pretty good ball lately.
Yeah.
New Orleans is going to have Zion back, you would think, down the stretch for some period of time, right? So I would expect them to finish fast. I expect Golden State to flip a switch. But then I looked at the schedule. And when is Steph coming back? Do we have any indication of that?
Let's ask Steve Kerr about that today when he joins us at 5.
That'll be good. Because if Steph is not coming back until, you know, middle of the month of March, you know, which would be a little later than I would expect. But if, you know, I've heard some people suggest that he may come back in the middle of March. If he comes back in the middle of March, the Warriors have like 8 road games down the stretch between that, the middle of March and the end of the season. And they're horrendous on the road. They play defense on the road. They're so disconnected on the defensive end on the road. It's not funny. And now suddenly, because they get Steph back and they've got this, they're kind of going in a go-for-it mode, they're now going to rampage on the road because they may need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see it happening. And if you say, why are they not going to go to the finals? I just see an older team that's likely to have somebody break down. And, like, you got Iguodala there. He's on scholarship, giving you nothing. The two-way players, to me, don't float my boat. They haven't really developed their young talent. Wiseman's now moved on. I just think that, you know, they don't feel confident playing their young guys. It's just a very thin team.
And even if they do stay healthy, and, you know, who knows? As you say, it's a roll of the dice. But even if they do, they're probably coming out of the 6 at best, or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 hole. And that's just really tough to get from there to the finals. On the text line here, 888-957-9570. What do I expect the Warriors to do from the 209? Limp in and not do much. Let's see. 209 also says, the Warriors are like this year's Tampa Bay Bucks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.